to WHO treatment in Africa. The Guardian newspaper for you, page 4 of the paper. I'm still with the Guardian newspaper. Fuel scarcity looms as marketers, suppliers contend with hurdles. Page 4 of that paper, The Guardian, for you today. Now we're going to drop The Guardian. Let's go move on to the Nation newspaper. The telephone line we're using this morning, if you'd like to jump on any of the stories, is 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. That is the telephone line that we're working with this morning, okay? Now let me go to the Nation newspaper and bring you some stories from the Nation today. 60 held over mob lynching of policeman in Lagos. 60 held over mob lynching of policeman in Lagos. That's on page 2 of the Nation newspaper. Zoning tears PDP apart. Makinde Anyim lead opposition groups. Stormy days ahead. The Nation for you today. If you called me earlier in the morning, you don't have to call again, okay? Let's give others a chance to call in, all right? Now, let's move on to page 5 of the Nation newspaper for today. Street begging. Almajiri not Islamic, says Sultan. Street begging. Almajiri not Islamic, says Sultan. It's right here on page 5 of the Nation newspaper. Now, I'm going to drop the Nation. Yeah, done. Let me go pick up the Vanguard newspaper this morning. 35.5 trillion naira debt, unsustainable, worrisome, NECA. 35.5 trillion naira debt, unsustainable, worrisome, NECA. It's right here, page 5 of the Vanguard newspaper. Okay, all right, let's take another one. Let's take another one from the Vanguard newspaper. 2023 PDP Senate caucus canvasses open race for presidency. 2023 PDP Senate caucus canvasses open race for presidency. Vanguard is the paper for you today. We're going to move on to another story from Vanguard newspaper. One killed, others injured as gunmen attack church in Kaduna. One killed, others injured as gunmen attack church in Kaduna, Vanguard. That story is on page 37 of the Vanguard newspaper. I'm going to go to the telephone line right now before we go on to other papers this morning. After the telephone, we would take some thought from WhatsApp, Facebook, and YouTube where we're streaming live. Please go through the points. You've got 60 seconds to share your thoughts with me. 01465-7190. Good morning to you.
Sheriff, how are you doing?
Very well.
How's the night? Jonathan's mine.
Welcome, Jonathan.
Now, Sheriff, maybe these IPOP guys are even just getting it right now. Now, give me any reason why this flag is even supposed to be up. Any reason. After all, the flag has been up all this while. Okay, is it for the doctor issue that the flag has to be up? Is it for the people that went to go and kill in Sokoto that the flag has to be up? Why would this flag even be up, sir? Let's even answer, sir. This is very, I don't think, who is in charge, sir? The shame that is the leadership that I supported twice. I don't even know their direction. I don't know where they are. Is it the dollar that is 500 that the flag is supposed to be up? I think the flag, all the flags will even come down, sir. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you for calling me. 736 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharif.
Yes, good morning to you.
My name is Agbola, and I'm calling from Ogun State.
Welcome. What's your story?
Yes, now, I happened to travel to the north, and I came back only yesterday.
Okay.
The gridlock along our way, the boots are going rotten in the town. If you go to Niger State now, everywhere, you see the trailers everywhere. You understand? And the federal government are not doing anything about our roads.
Hmm.
You understand? It's a problem. I'm sorry, we're in trouble. Good morning.
Morning to you too. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
My name is Anthony, calling from the
place. Anthony, welcome. What's your story?
Yeah, it's about this insecurity that is going on in this country. You know, let me make it known. I was once a serving veterinarian in this same country. And the reason why I left service in the first place was because I felt you're fighting for nothing.
Mm.
Like it was as if the more you try to make things right, the more it goes sideways.
Okay.
At some point, I felt, what's the need of even, like, there was no joy in risking my life for this so-called nation, because I felt, what will happen to my mom if something happens, and at the end, the country don't even go well, and members of my family keep suffering, so what's the need of the dead?
Hmm.
There is things are really not working out for us. Things are not working out for us.
Hmm. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. You too. Thank you for calling. We're going to go on a quick break, huh? When we return, we'll take some of your calls. Do stay with me. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Daily Today here on Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let me know what you think about the stories that we got for you this morning. Before I get back to the telephone and Facebook, WhatsApp, let's go to other papers this morning. The Point is next. The Point newspaper. Nigeria 61, our greatest problem is death of conscience. Ezeife Naba, others. That's a story here from the Point newspaper. That story is on page 5, 7, 8, 17, 11, and 18. 17, 18, and 19. That's where you can find that story this morning. Okay. Now, let's take another one here. Page 20. Lawyers behind conflicting rulings by judges. Yusuf Ali. Lawyers behind conflicting rulings by judges. Yusuf Ali. That's a story here from the Point newspaper. We're going to drop it and go pick up the Nigerian Express newspaper. Labour threatens FG over electricity tariff hike. Page 6. Labour threatens FG of electricity tariff hike. Page 6 of the Nigerian Express newspaper for you today. We're going to take this story on page 20. Kwara 2023. Abdul Razak's economic model will determine his fate. Razak Olukoba is the one talking to the Nigerian Express newspaper. I'm going to drop that. I'm going to go pick up the Daily Champion newspaper for you today. Autumn solicits help from Nigerians for Benue IDPs. That story is on page 6 of the Daily Champion newspaper for you today. Page 6 of the Daily Champion. Now, let me cross over to Facebook and take some thoughts on Facebook. Francis Paul on Facebook says, if possible for all Nigerians to run away from this country, everybody would have gone before our leaders know because of this insecurity in our nation. Francis Paul on Facebook. Oladele David on Facebook says, police station closed 6 p.m. for security reasons in my town. You didn't leave us the name of the town, Oladele David, but thank you for sharing your thought this morning. I'm going to go back to Daily Champion right away. This story is on page 6, Daily Champion. Publish names of suspected looters of 6 trillion naira NDDC funds. Serap tells Buhari, Nigeria 61, Nigeria suffering from leadership failure. Wiki, Daily Champion for you today. Now let's go pick up the New Telegraph newspaper. The New Telegraph has the following stories. Nationwide military presence. Police have failed in internal security. Retired general speaking. That story is on page 2, 8 and 28. Page 2, 8 and 28. All right, let's take another story from the New Telegraph newspaper. APC convention. Former NWC members Izunaso, Giadom, Mustafa plot return. Oh, really? The New Telegraph is a paper. If you like to read further, you can pick it up and read. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
My family.
Very well, very well.
Well, my own is what is spinning we, mothers, wives, women. Sheriff.
Ma?
Things are expensive.
Mm. Mm.
gas of 12.5 kg is almost 7K. In my area, it's 6,008. Before Buhari came, almost every family has small cylinder. If you can't buy the 12.5, you buy 3 kg, 6 kg. Everybody is enjoying. Now, people have gone back to charcoal. You go to the market. If I buy gas 6,800, how much I want to cook soup? Sheriff.
Ma.
You not go answer. How much I want to cook soup? 6,800. And if you put it on top of, if you use it between 4 weeks, if you am. Whether they bring, I don't know whether they are putting bricks inside the cylinder. You go back again. Because some of us are used to it. You go to the market, everything is expensive. And yesterday I saw those Niger State people at Niger State, bad road. They said that almost 2,000 trailers are there.
That's
right. Who are moving food all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And my president went to the United Nations to go and tell them that he's doing well. Oh, God. Sheriff.
Oh, God.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, madam. Thank you for calling me. 7:45, Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Charles.
How are you? Good morning to you.
Liberty from Lekki.
Welcome. What's your story?
Military base attacked in Sokoto.
Okay.
That's one of the stories. I think we already know how the situation of security is in Nigeria. The government is folding their hands looking to the terrorists. And while consultative forum saying they will use their numbers to crush they are based on their strength, and I think that's a question mark on democracy in Nigeria, really, the system of government we are practicing, because it's partial, because on one side have the numbers, then these other people don't have the numbers, so they cannot be able to be the president in Nigeria. I think that's partial. We need to reconsider our kind of democracy. And the cost of bread, like you said, my brother, bread is now common food for here. Everybody, they eat bread almost every 2 days.
Okay.
You eat bread. The price is crazy. How many people can afford it? You know, except if you start producing one bread that maybe look like cotton.
Thank you.
People will be eating. Yes.
Thank you for your thought, Adeguke. Appreciate it. Let's take one more before we go to WhatsApp. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I want to thank Madam Ify for the statement. I used to enjoy her talk.
We can't hear you.
I said, Madam Ify, I'm thanking her for her statement. I used to enjoy her talk.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm with you.
Concerning the nation, man, I'm really baffled. It's really baffling me. Look at dollar now. What is happening? Things is getting costly.
Okay.
I don't know what we can do. At least, if things are not moving properly, can't we impeach this government? Can't we just do something? It's not, the nation is going backward. Everything is just getting high. Everything. I went to buy kerosene last. I can't buy gas.
Okay.
I went to buy kerosene. $3.50 per liter. $3.50 per liter, and it's not even up to a liter. I was telling them, why is this not up to a liter? They're telling me that's how they are doing it. Can you imagine? May they help us beg Buhari. This is not going on well. I beg.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. 7:48. Let's go take Blueprint newspaper right now. Banditry, kidnapping, others, FCT communities resort to self-defense. That's a story here on Blueprint newspaper. That story is on page 6 of that paper. Insurgency NEDC commissions for 14.7 billion naira reconstructed bridges in Adamawa. That's Niger Northeast Development Commission. Blueprint newspaper is where you can find that story. I'm going to drop the blueprints. Let's go pick up our last paper on the program this morning. Daily Sun is the paper today. Okay, so here we go with this one here that says, experts fault FG's 12 trillion naira oil subsidy claim. Page 25 from the Daily Sun newspaper. Experts fault FG's 12 trillion naira oil subsidy claim. Daily Sun, newspaper for you. PDP leaders in dilemma over choice of chairman. The riders seek party elders' intervention. Why zoning committee's meeting ended in deadlock. Page 6 is where you can find that story today. Nigeria suffering from leadership failure. Week 8, page 26 of the Daily Sun newspaper. 7:49 is the time from our studios. I'm going to cross over now. Let's go take some thought from WhatsApp very quickly. So here we go now. We're on WhatsApp. Let's take a few thoughts that have come in on WhatsApp quickly this morning. This person says, is there still hope for the common man in Nigeria with a level of hardship? Bright from Lagos Island is wondering out loud there. David Ibiam is in London. David says, the best thing Buhari can do for Nigerians is to make them happy. Is to resign on or before Independence Day. That's David who put that across. Mr. Vice President, sir. Okay, you know I can't read what you put here. Citizen Victoria. Thank you, Victoria, for sending in your thought. Let's see who... Abutu Jacob says, strike that everyone is supporting doctors. If they demand nonsense and call off this strike and they come outside next time to talk about any strike again... thank you, Abutu. There's a way you write messages and send to radio station. You don't write it the way you talk to your aburo or your egbo or your friends on the streets. You get what I'm saying? Temilola from Badagry says, this person wants to share from my cup of tea. Come and take it. It's right here. Sadiq is in Bega. He sent me a message on WhatsApp. He says, you can hear the exhaustion in the voices of your callers this morning. Complaints are so much that people are tired of complaining. That's Sadiq, who sent that in from Bega this morning. I'm still taking thoughts from WhatsApp. This person says they have number but can't generate significant tax revenue. Even the number we know is fake. Nazel from Banana Island, you mean? But I don't understand the headline you're responding to, really. I can't get what you're trying to say. What's your this thing? You didn't leave me when it says, we cannot deny the fact that when the doctors call off their strike, their numbers would have drastically reduced. You're saying that most doctors would have... would have been out of the country by the time the strike is over. Okay, all right. Chinazo from Festac is also here on WhatsApp. Chinazo says, Dr. Strike and many other issues bedeviling this country today is a testimonial for the insensitivity of APC Buhari-led government. Just last week, is that what you're trying to say? The Nigerian Customs imposed an additional 1.5 million naira import duty on every container that enters this country. At the long run, we, the end users, would suffer it. Let's expect more increment on prices of goods from this week. Chinazo is letting you know beforehand that there's been increase in duties and levies. I can't confirm that, but that's what Chinazo is saying to me on WhatsApp. We're going to cross now. Let's take some more calls. 01465-7190. That is the line we're using today, both male and female callers alike. That's the line we're working with today. The main line is down and we're trying to resolve that. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You have Sociable on the line.
I have who?
Sociable.
All right. Welcome. 60 seconds. What's your story?
Yes. It's very simple. Mike said we have leadership problem. I think Nigeria and the whole world is having moral and religious problem.
We're waiting for you. Is that all?
We just put our head under a religion and we lack the moral capacity to practice the religion. That is the problem.
Okay.
And again, we talk about food scarcity. Help me thank one person. A member of my religion who called me and handed me over 5 pints of garri.
Oh.
I think if we are really practicing a religion, we should practice sharing now instead of complaining too much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sociable. Big thanks to a member of your religion who supported you. That's the kind of spirit that we preach, actually. Hello, good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Sir, good morning. Suchina Wampa from Olodia, Papa.
Welcome, welcome. Wampa, welcome. What's your story?
My brother, every day we are still crying, complaining. All this is too much. What this is happened? The resident doctor, what government don't want to settle their demand? Let them start work. People are dying in the hospitals. This is getting too much. It's not good now. God is watching, you know, and I want to comment about Wike. Wike said that Nigeria is from the leaders, so government
leadership failure.
Yes, it's true. Our leaders are not doing good. Let us find a way. This is getting too much. Every day, hunger, crime. Everything is so costly. Gas, now is 5,000 something, close everywhere. Why this is so hard like this? Please, man, we are praying to God to help us. Where is not going good at all? People are dying for hunger. We are dying. Let God help us. Thank you.
Thank you to you all for 7:55 is the time from our studios. Let's jump on another call. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you. Your radio should be off, please. Your radio off.
It's okay, it's off now.
But you're not speaking up that well. It's like you're whispering or something. Okay. I'm sorry. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Paula on the line.
Welcome.
The truth is, Sheriff, I'm tired of complaining. And I don't think we should even complain. It's so unfortunate that there are languages we would love to use that people you are now allowing us to use.
I think
that is the language that right fits our leaders. Because when they hear it, maybe they will know that there's something going wrong. But because we are still modifying the language, we are still trying to be modest in our language. They don't think there's a problem in Nigeria. If I have a child of 20 years and that child is not standing right, there's a problem. At 30, there's a big problem. The problem is very, very obvious. At 40, I don't think there is hope. If at 60, it's a forgotten issue. I don't think our problem is physical any longer. Maybe we should try spiritual. Because I'm sick and tired at 61. There's a big problem in our country. Thank you. God bless you. Good morning.
Thank you to you. Thank you for your call. So we can always pass our messages across in a very polite, modest way, and trust me, it'll be effective. I mean, there is, if you want to be vulgar on the radio, it won't change anything. Trust me, it won't change anything. It won't make anything work faster or work slower, you know. But continuous, persistent talk on some major issues would go a long way. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, thank you. This is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel. What's your story?
Yeah, thank you. Concerning security in the country.
All righty.
Yeah, thank you. It's very, very unfortunate that this government, they refuse to name sponsors of terrorists. You see, but I'm not surprised anyway. For me, I'm not surprised because, you know, Alhaji Baraje, it's a shifting of APC. He said clearly that in 2014 that this present president imported bandits into this country. He said it. And the same thing with Alhaji Isa Galadima, a close friend of the president. You see, during SARS, this government...
Alhaji Galadima is not a close friend of the president. That's number one. Number two is that the fact that anybody says anything doesn't make those things true. I mean, it's convenient for you to believe whatever you want to believe, but it doesn't make those things true.
Okay, thank you. But at the same time, the bandit leader, Alhaji Dadawa, said it clearly that the president invited them in 2014. He said it clearly.
Where did he say it?
No, if you want me to send you something, I will send you.
Oh, yeah, send me. Please send me. Send it to the WhatsApp number. Please do.
Okay.
And I'm holding you to that. Please do.
Okay.
Send me.
Okay.
Where he said the president invited them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Assumption Chimeze says on Facebook, every day I sleep and hope not to wake up in this country called Nigeria. Everything is hard. Even bread now is a big man's food. Well, we brought to you the story in our news this morning about bread and the situation there. The bread sellers are complaining that the ingredients they use for the production of bread, the ingredients have gone up. The prices for the ingredients have gone up. And they are making bread, you know, scarce for a reason. And that's so to prepare you for the hike that is to come in the prices of bread. That's featured in our early morning news today. But Lagos, Nigeria, this is how far we can go on dailies today here on Nigeria Info 99.3, Monday edition. Tuesday edition starts from 6:15 a.m. And we'll talk about it until about this time tomorrow morning. We'll take a break in the middle, of course, to bring you sports. And we'll make a return. Jimmy will be joining me tomorrow for the Tuesday edition. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Stay with us here on Nigeria Info 99.3. The news is next.
Everybody talks.
But
we keep you informed
24/7.
Do they understand what the constitution is all about? They're supposed to be the ones that will say, okay, well, you can protest, but don't do this, don't do that.
Look, protest is part of democracy. Whether it is or not, it's part of democracy.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. In the same.